Item 9 is public hearings. Subset A is Resolution 2018-16. Mr. Smith, I think, was going to do this one.
He was. Unfortunately, he is not able to make it today.
Oh, Daniel.
You get to hear me
again.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you're willing to step in there, Daniel. I can, too. Yeah. But I, Ron from Who Goes to Planning and Zoning, mostly. Ron, Mike, and Steve, yeah.
Essentially,
we'll let Daniel.
Sure. This is a minor variance as well as a petition to abandon some right-of-way. It's a strip of land. Frankly, right now, the existing building already encroaches upon the right-of-way. And so this is an effort to make sure that the building as built and in its current state functions correctly. This is kind of necessary when you try to get financing and other things like that. You don't want to have any issues. We have gone through the actually the applicant has gone through the process of getting all the utilities to agree. There's no utility lines that run through that right-of-way. So the Planning Commission did unanimously recommend approval.
I did remember seeing, I think it was Midco, or there was one utility that noted there was a need for an easement there, and I wanted to make sure.
So there would continue to be easements.
Council, have any questions for Daniel or anyone willing to answer the questions? How about public comments, questions, concerns on this matter? None being heard, is there a motion?
I move to approve Resolution 2018-16.
Second.
We have a first by Dave and a second by Mike. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Subset B under public hearings is a special event license for the Knuckle at the Community Center for the Library and Arts Council author presentation. This is coming up this week. All the paperwork was included. It's at our facility, and I think everything's there. Is there any questions, comments, concerns from council on this special event license? About public input on this matter. Is there a motion? We have a first by Terry. We have a second by Ron. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Subset C under public hearings. This is a consideration of a lease for Romy Street. This is to the Sturgis Brewing Company. Mr. Ainsley, I'll turn it back over to you.
This is an existing public right-of-way that the city currently owns, but with that being said, there's really not much maintenance that occurs here. The reality is no street really is ever going to be built at this location as it runs directly into the exit 32 off-ramp. However, with that being said, it really cannot be left open for future development because there is some storm drainage which goes through there from the south of the community that flows through there. As I believe everyone is aware, the Knuckle is proceeding with a significant development immediately adjacent to this property. And along with that, they the plan is to have a patio that would overlook this area, and so they would like to make some improvements to that property. Essentially, what they're looking at is taking down some of the trees, not all the trees, but some that are, you know, kind of falling and in a disrepair, if a tree can be in disrepair, but not good condition, and take some of those down and clean up the area, plant some grass, make it so that it could be an area where people could have a picnic or maybe horseshoes or volleyball, something like that, kind of a low-impact area. They would have to maintain, or they would have to continue to maintain the area or begin to maintain the area. In addition to that, they would need to ensure that the storm drainage can continue to go through there so they can't, you know, start creating dams or berms or anything like that. Lastly, they would need to ensure that the public can continue to access and move about that. This has been part of their design for their adjacent property that they've been going through for several months now. And so this really would be a nice enhancement to the community, would help to maintain an area, frankly, of the city that we have not been maintaining. And so overall, it's a nice improvement for this portion of the town. There is a nominal lease rate. That lease rate was essentially copied compared to when we've done similar long-term lease agreements for property. Most recently, it's been along Junction Avenue. There's been several properties that have received some leases of public rights of way. Again, they're leases. We're not abandoning it. That way, if there would be some sort of need in the future that we can't foresee now, but if in 10, 15 years we would need to do something to that property, we would be able to do it. And that's why it's a lease agreement.
Any questions for Daniel from council? 66-60.
Yeah, it's zone commercial.
That's zone commercial.
Yeah. And this really, what the hope is that this entire development will help catalyze future commercial growth along that entire area. More than likely, in addition to catalyzing future growth, it will catalyze and kind of cement the need likely for a signal at Anna. But that is something that already we're starting to work with DOT on. But really, the hope is that that helps to produce some additional commercial growth in that area that the city's planned for commercial growth for decades and has not been able to realize. This should kind of, if that is enhanced and kind of landscaped nicely, that should make it a nice transition from the brewery to whatever is built next to them.
I do have a question, guys, and if you don't want to answer it, maybe you catch me later. But I went back and looked at your building plans and the parking lot and everything else, and it looks phenomenal. I just couldn't figure out how you're going to accept your deliveries.
You guys better come up to the microphone, if you're willing.
If you don't want to, we'll talk later. But assuming you're coming down South Baldwin.
Nothing's official, by the way, on our blueprints yet because they haven't been finalized. We're still in the conception stage. But we're going to have a loading dock on the south side there, probably about where Lot 8 used to be. And we're going to back down and pull back up underneath that great big billboard right there and back down. That's where our loading and unloading dock will be there on the south side of Lot 8. But Lot 8's not there no more.
It would be approach probably between 1 and 2 where you come in off of Anna Street. And as you head south, then they'll swing wide, then back up to the loading dock, and then exit on South Baldwin. That's the way it sets right now. But we're not finalized on anything yet.
Yeah, I kind of figured you'd have to use South Baldwin as some type of access point.
And there has been discussions with SEDC, who owns a lot adjacent to South Baldwin as well, and they are working with a couple different interested parties. Hopefully that will be cemented in the very near future. What kind of the ideal goal would be is that South Baldwin Street would not necessarily be abandoned or maybe would be abandoned or something, but the utilities there would stay the same. But it would look more as an entry point into the entire development, both the Knuckle as well as the SEDC lot, and not kind of a street that looks halfway abandoned. I mean, that's not quite the look we're going for.
Is the parked semi on there make it look more abandoned or less?
In the snow?
No, there's a semi that's parked.
It's always parked.
Yeah.
I'd love him a note or two.
Thank you, guys.
Any other discussion? You guys want to add anything? Or?
Yeah, you know, we could talk all day. I mean, I work this every day. We have now for almost 3 months. We have an architect, engineering firm hired, ESP out of Rapid City. We've been to breweries, we have toured, we have taken them on. Our equipment is on order, so that's how sure we are. Now we've just got to make the date to make the equipment. The equipment's a long lead item, 6 months, so to speak, to get that here. We went out and did some digging the other day on Lot 6. We're kind of concerned about Lot 6 right now because Lot 6, we believe, used to be a drainage down through there. And then go north and just back into the ditch it is. We got some soft dirt and six, so I don't know where the building's going to go for sure, and that's why I got to come back to you. We might end up flipping the building backwards and upside down for it. We just have no idea because Lot 6 is starting to play with us now, and I'm having a difficult time with that. There's a lot of weight in this building. You know, you figure one of them fermenters is 120 barrels. You know, you're talking like 48,000 pounds in one. The building's going to be way heavy. We got to be very careful. And we've hired the engineers to make sure of that. The building's going to be way cool. It's going to be way cool. We're going to be taller than the billboard probably. A lot of the designers came from the Deadwood Convention Center up there, the Visitor Center up there. It looks way cool. I'm not saying we want to look like Deadwood, but part of it's going to look like that. It's going to kind of look that same shape.
Barn-type look, you know.
Way cool. One of our biggest things is when Cabela's moved to Rapid City, the back of the building was to the freeway. I always thought that was odd, like everybody else does. I'm going to try to make this have four fronts on it. But, today, the current front, so to speak, the true front, will be facing Romy Street, and that's why we're trying to do as much with Romy Street as we can because it's right there.
And Anna
Street. Romy Street's virtually useless to everybody. We thought about abandoning it, and then we decided not to. So. I'd rather have you guys have the reliability. Talked to Daniel quite a bit about that.
Somebody make a motion quick.
So anyhow, that's where we're kind of at. Nothing's in concrete.
We just plan on cleaning that up. You know, it does need some attention. You know, broken limbs. I can't say we've taken any trees down. They're in the way of some of the bigger trees. Make them grow bigger and better.
Well, it probably can't come down that fence. I can probably say that. Unless we have to flip.
You're going to go right through, and you're going to hand out. And
right.
Drive by.
Yeah.
A riser. Well,
Steve will be buying a bike here soon.
Well, Anyhow. Any other discussion, council or public, on this matter?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wish more of the public could see the initial floor plan.
Is there a motion for consideration of the lease?
The
first by Ron.
Second.
Second by Becca. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Thanks, guys.
When does that lease start? First of the year?
When do you want to start cutting it down?
Right.
I forgot what it says on there. One second, we'll look.
Ninth day of October.
15th day of October.
Today? 15th. We'll start today then.